Don't you think most people want other people to fail?
Well, unfortunately, I wish I could argue with you, but I would have to agree with you because I do feel that now this is what we're talking about tonight is the insecurities is the number one factor that brings on psychic attack that makes people vulnerable. So, in other words, if you go through life kind of wishing that the other guy got hurt, you'll see that this is not universal law. It's the law of attraction. The energy you send out is what you get. And I will also bring up your case that you very nicely described in Worker in the Light about when you did a little psychic attack yourself.
It was an experiment, Bruce.
It was an experiment, but it was one that illustrated. Actually, I'm really glad you put it in the book because it shows, number one, I think you're really cool to talk about it. But secondly, you also bring up a humongous principle that I want to illustrate tonight about why you don't wish negativity on other people, even if you think your mentality or the thought is good, that you're trying to help someone. There are certain things you don't do. Those are universal laws, and we'll discuss that because that's a biggie. That will actually help people to avoid a lot of potential problems in their life that they're
absolutely
probably
facing right lots now. To talk about tonight. Psychic attacks. First of all, your definition of that.
Okay, psychic attacks very simply represent an attack of invisible forces. What this really represents is most psychic attacks originate from negative people. We talk about the energy vampires, etc. But what it represents is negative energy in the universe that originates from what we call the astral plane. This is the fifth dimension again, which is why we're going to talk about that. And this is an attack on your very soul, or we would use the word subconscious, by these invisible forces, which represent negative energy. And your auric field that surrounds your body, that is a fifth-dimensional energy field, if you will, if there is a hole or openings in that auric field, then you can allow this negative energy to affect you negatively, which will cause a lot of problems. Tonight we're going to discuss how you can actually seal that auric field by using your higher self and by certain exercises that we'll talk about so that you can protect yourself like a gargoyle shield in an old toothpaste commercial so that no matter what people are projecting against you or no matter what negativity is generally around in the universe, you will be invulnerable to it. A person who is an energy vampire to an unprotected person is to me an annoying person, but doesn't affect me, other than the fact that I recognize they're annoying. To a person who is unprotected, that person will be depressed, have all kinds of bad luck and all kinds of psychic attack symptoms that we'll discuss that can be very, very serious. So but interestingly enough, 90% of psychic attack is from normal forces, are from like things like, you know, loud TV commercials, used car commercials, people yelling and screaming about the best political party, the best religion, the best football team, all this, people trying to just, you know, spout their opinions, but in a way which they're trying to convince you and maybe manipulate you. That's 90% of psychic attack. 10% represents things like black magic, poltergeist, ghosts, if you will. We'll talk about those with some case histories. And, of course, the demonic attacks, which are very, very rare. The exorcist mentality is extremely rare.
Really? I would think that that would be the predominant one, but it's not, huh?
Well, if that was the case, then every time you watched the 11 o'clock news, you'd see a little girl spinning her head with split B suit coming out of her mouth. I mean, that doesn't happen, okay? I mean,
right.
how many exorcisms has the Catholic Church documented? About 65 in the last 200 years.
Maybe, at the most.
Yeah. So, but how many times do you have, well, for example, the term that you use, you like to use the word shadow people, okay?
Yes.
Well, one of the characteristics of a psychic attack, one of the symptoms is when you feel somebody's watching you, but you can't see anyone. When you turn around real fast, you see a silhouette, that blacker than black silhouette, that quickly disappears. That's what you would call a shadow person. In reality, what that is, well, it's more than a shadow person. It's a low-level demonic entity. That's a nasty entity. That entity wants to kill people. Well, it won't kill you, but it wants to hurt you, and it wants you to have a really bad day. And that's one of the classic symptoms of a psychic attack. Other symptoms, now, you understand, when we talk about psychic attack, all medical tests are negative. So please, all the physicians out there, all my health professional colleagues, I understand about bipolar behavior and all the other stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about things where all the medical tests are negative.
True psychic attacks.
This is all based on negative energy factors causing the auric field, which is pierced, if you will, to be affected. All right, sexual impotency. Sexual dysfunction is a major issue today, not just because of Viagra sales, but because of fertility problems, fertility clinics. They've never been more popular. There's a reason for that. That is not natural in our species. If any other species had this problem, they'd be extinct. Fevers of unknown origin, even in cold weather, is really unknown medically, but it is a characteristic of a psychic attack. loss of appetite, wasting away of the body, convulsions, rigidity of the arms and legs, a general dullness of the mind and senses. Now, of course, in Southern California, that's hard to differentiate from the average population, I understand. unnatural yellowness of the skin. This is for a Caucasian person by race who does not have hepatitis. That person should not have an unnatural yellowness of the skin. If you do, then you're looking at a psychic attack as a major aspect. Insomnia accompanied by severe nightmares. We'll learn about how the astral plane, your dream levels, are really, you can be drawn into the lower astral plane at night, which most people actually are, as I'll describe, and that's really the cause of why they wake up in the morning worse off than when they went to sleep, because they're actually being attacked at night, and they're very unprotected when they are.
What if somebody drinks too much? Do they open themselves up to psychic attacks?
This is called the law of attraction. If you drink too much, if you just you're very cynical, if you're skeptical, if you just run around hating the world, if you're a bigot or racist, any of those things, if you're Michael Richards, a little news story.
Good one, Bruce.
If you live in a world of negativity, then you are doing what's called the law of attraction. A lower astral entity will see only your auric field. And if you're sending out a hate energy or a cynical or negative mentality, your colors of your auric field are going to be dull, and they're going to be on you like a cheap suit. If you're more positive and empowered, they'll keep away from you because they can't get to you. So obviously you want to be more positive. A couple of other characteristics are hearing a vast array of unusual sounds, very loud sounds, which are always characteristic of a lower astral plane attack. Receiving telepathic communication of you to harm yourself. You notice how when people hear voices, the psychotics, if you will, that we call them schizophrenics, whatever, it doesn't say, like, drink your juice and eat plenty of fruits. It's usually go out and jump off the bridge, you know?
Yeah,
those are characteristic of a psychic attack.
Or kill somebody.
Or themselves, the suicide or homicide.
Well let me ask you this, and we only got about a minute before the break, Bruce, and this is just a dynamic topic. What would make, because I witnessed something this weekend, what would make someone who might imbibe too much to become an absolute demon? And then the next day, that person's okay. I have witnessed this on several occasions on several people now, and I'm trying to figure out whether these people got possessed or there's some kind of trigger in their brain that causes this.
Well, obviously, you look at the personality. If it is, remember, alcohol reduces inhibitions. If the person normally is a milquetoast kind of person and is not capable of doing that, and all of a sudden they do that, if you have a sudden change in behavior, that extreme, that is not part of their M.O., their psychological profile, then you look for psychic attack as the issue, not the alcohol.